Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DB Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DB Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
What's up, DB Nation? This is DB Bonerwood from DB Radio, and you're listening to
Disgruntled Discussions by Disgruntled Vets.
I'm Chappie.
I am number two.
I'm Thumper. I was in the Coast Guard.
We created Disgruntled Vets when we were in Afghanistan.
I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna do it live. I watched The Hurt Locker. I fucking got this.
If we do have any children who are listening, one, please report your parents to social services for allowing you to listen to this shit.
And we only have two fucking viewers, so come on, man.
They're about to go get some debt court and do a breaching charge.
You're going to get to know us. You're going to love us. You're going to hate us. You're going to want to touch us in very sexual ways at the end of the night.
I'm doing that right now.
And now, at that point, I didn't get any because I sent her home.
That was good, Humper.
Wait, do we even have fans yet?
Welcome to another exciting episode of Disgruntled Discussions. Number two is here. I'm Thumper. We also have good old Nevermore and Trunk Monkey, who gives a shit.
I don't. Well,
exactly. But we do have a very exciting show lined up for you tonight. It's going to be very informative, for sure. A lot of educational materials, and it's going to help you validate some of your college courses if you just write an essay about it. Anyways, blah, 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 all that shit. Stick in the standard format. We all know number two's favorite part of the show is what people seem to be consuming that is in liquid form. I don't know why the fuck he wants to know. But anyways, we'll start with Nevermore. It's either Mountain Dew or Dr. Pepper.
Mountain Dew. I don't drink Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, Failure. Got that Mountain Dew. Official drink of rednecks everywhere. NASCAR. Dale Earnhardt.
Left turn.
Left turn.
Going left again. I'm going to go left.
Oh, hold on. Left turn. It's exciting.
It is. Gay as hell. Anyways, Trunk Monkey, what are you drinking?
Land Shark.
Oh! I love Land Shark, man.
That stuff is delicious.
It's scrumptious.
Being more on the Trump side of that wall, I see. I'm kind of compelled to go just spend millions upon millions of dollars and just buy a shit ton of Corona and then just fly it back to Mexico and drop it out of an airplane.
Yo, did you hear that even Mexico won't take the people that we deport?
Well, yeah.
So if we have undocumented Mexican immigrants, they're not even welcome back home.
Cool. I wouldn't want them either. That's why we're trying to get rid of them. Anyways, number two.
Hi. What's up?
Sometimes I get erections.
Ooh. I told you. I told you when we started the show, I was going to do the Lion King thing.
Don't give a shit. What are you drinking?
I have burr.
Okay. What is the genre variation?
I got a fine Pilsner burr.
Burr.
Are you drinking Bud Light?
No.
What are you drinking then? What's on the fucking label?
Got a little bit of an L and an I and a T and an E, and it says burr.
Okay, so you're drinking a Miller Lite.
Oh, yeah, it was the only thing we had in the fridge.
Gross.
Yeah. I have a bottle of wine, too, that I'll probably tap into, but...
No, what you do is you just unscrew the cork and you upturn your ass, get drunk faster.
I mean, that's how I'm doing with beer too.
That's fair. Don't cut yourself on the lip of the can.
Would you, it's actually in a bottle.
Oh, even better. Don't break
it. Would you say that my beer is going straight to my ass?
Okay, there's something wrong with you people tonight.
Marginally funny. Marginally funny.
I laughed. See, as long as I laugh. If I say something funny to me and I laugh, I'm happy.
That's because, yeah, you're like a... I can't really go there anymore, but okay. Cool. Moving on. That's very insightful on what everybody's drinking. We have Landshark and Miller Lite and Mountain Dew.
What are you drinking? And
branch Water. Chain amino acids. Jacked as fuck.
Okay, so we're boring.
Yeah, it's only been 5 fucking minutes.
I've been having a good time thus far.
Well, I didn't even know I was going to be here tonight.
Surprise. Actually, I'll be completely
Surprise,
honest.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Me neither. I got a text message from Nevermore saying you're going to be on the radio show, and I thought she meant am I going to actually be like when we air the show,
which was last night.
Then I'm like, wait, what day is it? And I was just all ass backwards until she's like, get the fuck on Skype and let's go. So,
That's more or less what she did to me about 5 minutes ago.
Fucking kangaroo court.
Okay.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Okay. Anyways, due to the general structure of the show, this is about the time we start discussing some topics that are affecting people. So, the first one is the basic systemic failure of leadership and the bureaucracy throughout the DOD, which is causing field grade officers to leave their positions of leadership, their steady careers, to go out into the private sector and do the same job that they're doing for twice as much, three times as much money, and it's not bureaucratic whatsoever. You actually get to do your fucking job. Because, I mean, you look at the Air Force, they treat their pilots like shit. Their pilots don't get to fly as much. You know, they have to play babysitter half the goddamn day to the maintainers and enlisted folk. And when they do get to fly, it's just so they can stay current. And then when they fucking deploy combat-wise, they try to, you know, cut down the number of flights and sorties. So what does any good pilot do? They fucking just walk out, go to the airlines, get a senior position almost immediately because they have so many hours in an airframe. And they get paid a shit ton more money and... they get to actually fly and actually, you know, spend time with their families, see interesting places, and just live the dream. Or they go work for Lockheed Martin, or Boeing, or Northrop Grumman. Opposed to, oh, hey, you're very valuable. We need you. Here's a fucking big-ass bonus. Oh, and we're also going to do away with this fucking toxic culture of why you're leaving. Because at the same time, when you look at the enlisted side of the house, especially for the Army, for Cyber Command, you know, R-Cyber, Nav-Cyber, all these people, they learn these skills while in the military as their job. They do it for 4 years. Then they get out, immediately get a six-figure job.
Yeah, so where I work, and I don't think I can even legally say where that is right now, that's pretty much what everybody does. All the lower enlisted guys, they go through their AIT, get trained up, come over to the unit, and then as soon as their contract expires, they've already got a job lined up with one of the contracting agencies in the same facility and end up making, you know, anywhere between $60,000 and $100,000 a year. You know, and then They deal with like half, if that, the amount of bullshit they would deal with on the green suitor side.
Because nobody in the military knows how to lead and take care of shit anymore. Everyone they look at military service as free labor versus.
Yeah, and like so, yeah. One of the biggest problems is right now. You have all these operators, you know, you got Green Berets, Rangers, Special Forces guys, right? And they get how many tens upon tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars to reenlist?
Talked to one dude and he was saying that one of his buddies just reenlisted for, I think, 2 years and got $90,000.
Yeah, like, why are we not applying that to more to other critical jobs? Because cyber is the fucking biggest future that the Department of Defense has. So we can pull this kid who's 18 years old, 17 years old, out of high school, and they'll enlist for 4 years, and then they will have a very notable skill with a very high security clearance. They don't even have to fucking go back to college to make six figures their first day out the door. We need to start investing in that as well. Bonuses aren't just for operators anymore. They're for people who actually bring a shit ton to the table for critical fucking jobs.
When the DoD desperately needed those, when they were really invested in it, they actually were. I think the highest one that I saw was $60,000.
Jesus.
For a job like that. But granted, it's for the 6 years, and you're going to get paid $1 a day or whatever, whatever kind of bullshit they're going to put you at.
Ridiculous. Yeah,
it's fucking stupid. That's why people get out, because they have the skills, they're tired of the fucking bureaucracy, and they can be making more money. So at the end of the day, we need to fucking cut down on the bureaucracy that keeps people from doing their jobs. We've all fucking been there, and it's just spreading like a cancer. I don't care if Mattis is Secretary of Defense, it's going to take years to reverse the damage that has been done by non-wartime leaders, people who did not come up in a time of war. They're in these very senior positions, and they've never fought a fucking war before. And all that talk about, we want, you know, people who are experienced to just walk in and be fucking 05s and 06s? Fuck no. It's a fucking problem. It sure fucking is.
Indeed.
Anyone else want to weigh in?
I wasn't listening, what?
No, I feel like you covered a lot of the points very well.
Yeah, that's what happens when you just start thinking about it. It's like, why are people getting out?
We should invite Sergeant Major Daly on the show so you can hear that, because...
If Sergeant Major Daly has ever listened to any of these shows, he knows I fucking hate him. He knows.
Why?
I think he is part of the problem.
But we need... They do surveys after survey. Why are people leaving? Oh, maybe it's because of PT sucks. Maybe it's because of this. Maybe it's because of that. Nobody wants to take the blame for why people are leaving.
Yeah, I'm sure people are getting out because of their socks, really.
Well, because they're asking the question from the top down. They're not asking from the bottom up. They're not asking the lower enlisted guys that are dealing with the brunt of the bullshit that's going on. The guys that are getting Article 15s for frivolous crap.
Yeah, they don't understand what people want vice what they need. When I was enlisted, sure, I would have wanted this, this, and this. But at the end of the day, this is what I need in my life. You know, yeah, sure, I would like to, you know, not have to wear a fucking stupid PT belt in the middle of the day on a flight line when nobody's around. You know, I'd like to do this, but here's what I actually need. I need somebody who cares about my pay, genuinely cares about it, somebody who cares about my well-being, somebody who cares about my advancement, somebody cares about my education. That's the thing. They don't do that anymore. There's no warrior mentality. It's all fucking bureaucracy of, you know, Private Smith over there was 5 minutes late to PT. Article 15.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I'm talking about, where it's, you know, kind of frivolous. Now, if it's a situation where the kid has been consistently late to PT, he's had the shit smoked out of him, he has been counseled, and they've done everything they can to try to get this kid to PT on time, and he's still screwing up, okay, yeah, give him an Article 15. But if it's the, you know, first or second time in a year, you know, get over it. Shit happens.
Yep. So, moving on to the next lovely topic. This is something I was actually thinking about today as I was in an airport. And I don't know what the fuck was going on. But apparently their ROTC cadets now get to travel in ACUs or some shit. And this fucker had an airborne badge on and an air assault. Like, you're in ROTC. Why do you need that? This kid was definitely not prior fucking service.
Right. Probably.
Because he's in school, he can max out his PT test, he probably does decently well, and they
They have slots to send these kids.
Well, why are there even slots to send RTC cadets? Why are there slots to send people who are not airborne or air assault or people who do not have the ability to even go to those units? How come some RTC cadet gets to go to fucking air assault, but somebody who can actually go to an airborne unit, or excuse me, air, you get what I'm saying? Why does somebody get to go to airborne, but this person doesn't, when they're infantry and they're actually trying to go into the 82nd or whatever the fuck? You know, how come they can't go to airborne? How come fucking people who don't need it go? You know, why does a, like, I've heard of, like, majors and shit going to, like, air assault. Why the fuck does a major need to go to air assault when you got a specialist over here who needs to learn this to better do their job?
Small dick syndrome.
You know, why the fuck do you need to go to these schools if you're not going to ever apply this? You know, it's, you know, the whole five jump chump thing. Why? Why do you need to go to this school? You just want something shiny? If you want something, if you want something shiny, I'll make you something out of fucking aluminum foil. But one, stop wasting taxpayer dollars doing this bullshit. Stop taking up slots for people who actually want to legitimately go to these units or people who are actually in these units. It makes no fucking sense, and it's gay as hell.
I like shiny stuff.
We know.
Everybody wants to increase their rack size. Everybody wants the promotion points that you get out of going to those schools.
These schools shouldn't promotion. There shouldn't be promotion points involved in this. These are standard things to make your job fucking better. Expand your knowledge of how to be a better warrior. Why the fuck do you get points on promotion for doing your fucking job?
Because my job is to push dirt. Why would I jump out of an airplane unless
hey, number two, do us a favor. Drop an airborne packet and see what the fuck happens.
I'll probably get it.
Exactly. A fucking engineer would get a fucking airborne slot before some blue cord who wants to go to an airborne unit.
You can drop heavy equipment. There's a lot of heavy equipment guys out there.
It's, yes, I do understand the whole division shit. Like, okay, everybody's airborne, yeah. But why do you have fucking RTC cadets going? Why do you have West Point cadets going? And somebody please tell me, why in the fuck you have pilots going?
Yeah, shouldn't they stay inside the plane, man?
I know a pilot who has airborne wings. And I'm just like, why?
Look, if the pilot jumps, I'm outie.
That would be the biggest fucking troll ever. You get to the drop point, he hits the switch through the light green, and he fucking pushes everyone to dive.
This is your captain speaking. The emergency sprill must be released.
I mean, isn't there point to fly the plane and not jump out the plane?
Tea will now be set. Inflate your life jackets. And extinguish all cigarettes. Please remove the luggage from the racks above your heads and place it on the racks on the other side of the aircraft. Except the hand luggage, which you should sit on.
Hang on.
What?
Hang on.
What?
They've all jumped out!
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if there wasn't some trouble about this.
See ya, suckers!
And, like, here's the thing. He flies C-130s, so he, like, transports people. And if I ever fucking saw a pilot with pilot's wings and then below them airborne wings, hey, can we get a different pilot, please? This guy is prepared for something, so I don't know the actual probability of this.
Yeah, I'm not getting on no plane where the pilot's got his pilot wings and his jump wings. Fuck that shit. I'm not going. I don't like to fly anyway, so that would just kill me. I'd be like, nope, staying on the ground.
Yeah. But that goes back to the original point. Why the fuck do these people need these? Why are we spending money on them? Why are we taking slots from other people? You know, I get it. You have a small dick. But
buy a big truck. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, do what the Navy SEALs do. Just buy a big truck. So, I don't fucking know. Why do you need these things? It makes no fucking sense. It takes slots from people who actually want to be there to go to these units, or people who need to go to these schools to be better at their jobs. When a fucking ROTC cadet gets an aerosol slot over somebody who actually wants to go so they can be better at their job, and next thing you know, that person gets injured or even worse, trying to do something that they have to do at their job, but they don't have the proper knowledge of how to do it. Think about that one.
Do you want to speak about it right now? Or
well, I don't want any of you to try to think, because something might catch on fire.
Too late.
The smartest thing is what Nevin Moore said, just about the I forget what she said, but...
Either buy a big truck, or if you fly a plane, don't jump out of a plane. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, that was the smartest thing we've said all day.
Yeah, so...
Where you know.
Knowledge is power, and knowing is half the battle. The other half is just skull-fucking your enemy into submission.
That's my favorite part.
I feel like we kind of just went G.I. Joe and Viking all at the same time.
As it should be.
So, with that, we're going to take a short break, and joining us in this next segment are going to be our very special new friends. One's a coastie, so this is going to get real fucking weird.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to have fun with this.
We will be right back after these short messages from our non-existent sponsors, unless somebody wants to sponsor us. For only 40 cents a day, you can give us 40 cents a day. Somebody multiply that by 7. It's 40 times 7.
No? Pancakes.
Yeah, like you can give us like a couple bucks a week, and that adds up over time. All right, we'll be right back.
During the break, Blink-182, The Rock Show, and then Jump Around by House of Pain.
Let's a go!
Please insert another coin.
Oh. Okie dokie. Here we go!
You know what? This DV challenge coin thing is getting way out of hand. I'm tired of hearing about it. You know what?
Mamma mia!
I'm done. If you want a coin, hurry up and get them fast. Like, yeah.
Yeah, you hear that music? That means hurry up and get it fast. Right now, because time's running out, coins are running out. If you want a specific number, put it in your damn order form in the comments section, all right? If the number's available that you want, we'll send it to you. If not, you'll get the next available number. Go over to mydvstore.com and get on now. Just hurry up and get it. I'm tired of hearing about it, okay? Just go get one.
Wait is finally over.
Oh my.
Do you want to show that you're a bacon-eating, gun-toting, crazy bastard while drinking on the go? Then head over to mydvstore.com and grab the new DV Travel Mug today. It's a 16-ounce steel mug with a threaded snap-fit lid. So drink on the run and show you're a true DV with the new Travel Mug today, only at mydvstore.com.
Welcome back to the show. Let's get right into it. You know me. I'm Thumper. We have Nevermore, number two, Trunk Monkey, and our soon-to-be very, very special friends from Degenerate Cigar Company. We'll get to them in a fucking second, though. Somebody tell me what Chappie's doing.
So this week I get Don't Piss Off the E4 Mafia. We drove our NCO insane with only time. That's it. End of story.
I really hate how people think the E4 Mafia is a thing. They ain't seen shit unless they've seen the E3 Mafia. What up, though? Okay, speaking of that E3 Mafia, we're going to talk about my boy Douglas Monroe, because he is this week's Badass Vet of the Week. Sigelman First Class Douglas Monroe enlisted in the United States Coast Guard. And at the time, there's actually no basic training. Now, this is World War II. Keep that shit in mind. He goes down to the recruiter's office with his rock-hard freedom boner saying, I just want to slay some bodies up in this bitch. They send him to a boat where he becomes a signalman. Now, we all know Chesty Puller, that crazy Marine bastard. All the Marines out there right now probably have throbbing erections and lady erections just hearing that. Anyways, Douglas Monroe, good old boy from Washington State, ends up in the Pacific. And his Medal of Honor citation reads as follows. For extraordinary heroism and gallantry in action above and beyond the call of duty, as officer in charge of a group of Higgins boats engaged in the evacuation of a battalion of Marines. That's right, motherfuckers, a battalion of Marines. Chesty Puller's battalion of Marines. Trapped by enemy's Japanese forces at Point Cruz, Guadalcanal, on September 27, 1942. After making preliminary plans for the evacuation of nearly 500 big-dick-swinging body slayers of Marines, Monroe, under constant risk of his life, daringly led five of his small craft towards the shore. As he closed the beach, he signaled the others to land. And then, in order to draw the enemy's fire to protect the heavily loaded boats, he placed his craft with his two small guns as a shield between the beachhead and those stinky Japanese. When the perilous task of evacuation was nearly completed, Monroe was killed by enemy fire. But his crew, two of whom were wounded, carried on until the last boat had loaded and cleared the beach. By his outstanding leadership, expert planning, and dauntless devotion to duty, he and his comrades undoubtedly saved the lives of many who otherwise would have perished. He gallantly gave up his life in defense of his country. So that's right, folks. The one and only Coasty to be awarded the Medal of Honor saved Chesty Puller's ass. He said, hell no. This ain't going down like that. He got to trapping up in that bitch. Yeah.
So is that like the Coast Guard's only claim to fame, other than being, you know, run by the same people that ran the DMV? For a while?
No. No,
they got the no. General cigars too, so come on, give them that.
No, we also have the Eagle, the Dispatch. These names are hard to match. And of course, Semper Paratus, it is our fame and our glory too. To fight and die to fight. This song's really gay. Anyways, to our guests, Degenerate Cigar Company, veteran owned and operated. Sadly, one of the gentlemen is not here. He appears to be a ranger type. He's probably out having stripper coups dribbled all over him while he gets some form of STD involving a ping pong ball, a buffalo, and a jar of peanut butter.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
The other one, fine, Coast Guard gentlemen. We are going to be very close, both literally and figuratively and physically. And some other guy named Nick. So we have Dan and Nick from Degenerate Cigars. What is going on, motherfuckers?
What's up, guys?
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Pretty good. Thumper, you just ruined Coast Guard song, by the way.
Oh, getting called out already.
Whoa. All right. So let's see. So here's how this bullshit goes. You learn it once, then you become an alcoholic, and you forget it unless you're drunk.
No, you're not wrong.
It's just so fucking the narcissist and dispatch. Yeah. So long and tired. Basically a drinking song at the end of the day, really. You guys produce us like some cigars and shit, right?
We do. Yeah.
Cool. How'd this whole fucking thing come about? How did three guys just decide I really like torpedo shaped devices?
Well, this one night in I think it was Bangkok.
Of course.
Kidding.
Yeah.
So back you know the story's going to be good when it starts out with, so one night in Bangkok.
It actually starts out with One Night in Canada.
Oh, that's not as cool.
You could have just lied to us.
It's good, but it has the benefit of being true. So the other owner, Sawyer, and I started smoking cigars when we were 18. And after smoking a whole bunch of really shitty ones, we realized that we could smoke good ones instead. And then after a few years of smoking good ones, Sawyer's wife said something along the lines of, "You've spent so much money on cigars, why don't you actually try to make some money off of it?" And a few months later, here we are. A
few months.
A calendar year ago is when we started this operation. Yeah.
So, I'm so happy to be here on your one-year anniversary.
Thank you.
That's a big thing for me. I need to send you an anniversary present. Are you allergic to latex?
Sorry, what?
Are you allergic to latex?
No, not at all.
Peanuts.
Neither is Danny and neither is Sawyer.
Awesome. The present will be here or be there when you least suspect it.
Perfect.
So, if you guys went from the shitty cigars, which... I mean, come on, let's be honest. I smoke cigars avidly myself, and, you know, everybody went from the Black and Milds to the Titan Blacks and all that shit. And I was like, oh, look at this shit. What is your favorite cigar if you had to smoke one cigar for the rest of your life?
Well, my favorite cigar would be the Romeo y Julieta 1875 Reserva Real.
That's fair.
It's got a really signature spice that I'm a huge fan of. Danny?
If I had to pick one cigar to smoke for the rest of my life, it would probably be our original.
So the one you made, that's a very shameless product plug. I myself would have to go with a Davidoff Millennium Blend.
Wonderful cigar.
That would get expensive over time, though.
Oh, yeah. You can't get a Davidoff for less than 18 bucks.
Yeah, I'm talking, we're going to have to like start selling kidneys and a testicle and donating plasma and sperm and just becoming a really tiny, frail person because of everything, all the fluids and everything being out of my body.
Although, Thumper, I think they have size requirements on selling testicles. Might be out, buddy.
Somebody get me some HCG real quick. We'll get them all good and puffy.
As far as the sperm is concerned, it can't be, like, infected with anything, so you're out of luck there too, man.
No, it could help. They could see the effects of AIDS-ridden people on embryos. Yeah, that's what I thought. Anyways, so guys, tell us about your cigars. I do understand that you do have a few different ones. You know, I take it you got Maduro, Connecticut, Natural.
Yep. So first off, we've got our Candela-wrapped coffee-infused cigar that we're working with D'Espresso Liber to put out. And second, we've got a double Maduro, Maduro-wrapped cigar. That's our original blend. We also have an Oscuro wrapper blend, which I personally created. And we have a Barber Pole UDT cigar.
So we're noticing a very distinctive theme here with the naming of shit. Military stuff.
Yeah, a little bit.
Just a little bit. Are you going to have like one, a Navy theme one where it tastes like strawberry condoms?
We had discussed it, but we decided we'd actually go with the more salty type flavor for the Navy cigar.
I can see where this can go several different directions. we'll just not go there. So where are you guys' cigars coming from? Where's the tobacco from? What do you use for rapid fire filler?
Well, it's that secret recipe of 11 different spices and herbs. And then I always use fresh, never frozen chicken.
As far as where the wrapper, binder, filler are coming from, that is actually a closely guarded secret, which is
Cuba.
It's your backyard.
Do you guys just have a greenhouse?
Believe me, I wish we were growing it. It'd be a lot cheaper.
Make good money off good tobacco. But as far as being produced, it is being made in the Dominican Republic, just so that we can get our customers more bang for the buck. Family down there, I think they have well over 100 experience combined. So they are considered master rollers. They are very, very good at what they do.
So this isn't like other fucking companies that just buy like castaways and, you know, the shit that didn't make first run. They just, you know, the ones that just, oh well, you guys aren't gonna put your label on this. Let us just put ours on it. And
oh no,
we'll give every, you a fucking price.
Yeah, all four of the cigars that we've got right now, we personally specified all of the blends,
and we've gone through numerous trials. You know, just on the samples, we'll say we like this part of it, we don't like this part, fix it. They'll fix it, come back with another sample, and just go on from there. It's a process to do this right, but we decided from day one we're going to be quality, not quantity.
So speaking of which, you know, these do sound like some pretty nice cigars. Where are people going to be able to buy them? Because, you know, I assume, you know, just starting out, you're not going to be on every freaking shelf in the U.S.
Exactly. So because of some really wonderful government bullshit, we can't actually sell them on our own website. When they do become available, they'll be sold on CigarHustler.com. We know the guy who owns that website, Mike. He's a really great guy. He's been helping us with so much stuff throughout this whole process. So he's going to be selling them for us on his website.
And how much are these cigars going to cost the good American patriot?
$10 a piece.
That's very reasonable. Anybody who knows anything about cigars, that's very reasonable.
Don't have a fucking clue.
Yeah, pay around 10 for mine.
I smoked terrible cigars, which was kind of like a PX special.
Well, you also vape, so you're not an expert here.
Well,
we'll have to make sure to fix that for you. So the way that's going to work is you're going to give us money, and then we're going to give you a good experience.
You're assuming I have money to give.
No. Listen to what he said. You're going to give him money. You're going to give him money, and he's going to give you a good experience.
I will find some money.
So, I just completely off topic. I just remembered who Drunk Monkey reminds me of.
It's okay.
Krieger from Archer.
I'll accept it.
I can see it.
Anyways.
He's been eating at me for a while.
Shut your face. Let's continue with our kind guests who are so nice to join us, take time out of their busy day producing cigars. Let's talk to them about their company, goddammit. Fuck.
Well, you don't have to be so damn grouchy. Some of us don't smoke cigars.
I'm sorry. Your authority is now recognized in Fort Kickass.
I'm sorry. My 214 says I don't have to listen to you.
That's real fucking cute. So, a while back, you know, I was poking around your guys' website and shit, and I noticed you guys are doing some charity stuff. You want to kind of go into that, you know, what's going on, what's going where, unless you want to pull a Wounded Warrior Foundation and just go to Mexico?
We decided when we first started that we would make sure we have charities going back with this. Too often, veteran companies start out great, and they're like, hey, we're going to give back to the community, and then it never really happens. For us, we've decided we're going to take 10% of our gross proceeds from these. So that's not just profits. That's not after taxes. That's 10% of what we make will be going to various charities, which have been very, very carefully vetted. A lot of veteran charities give out about 15% of what they take in. All the charities that were working with will be given out at least 85%. So it's a lot more money going out than other charities would do. I don't want to name names. I'm not going to. In terms of bad charities.
Wounded War.
So the way that we decided to go about this is that for each one of our cigar lines, we'll be giving that 10% from that line to a different charity. So for our original blend, the donations will go to the Darby Project. For the for our Gold Star blend, the Candela wrapper, we've been working with the Espresso Libre, and
which is an awesome coffee company.
Yes.
If you haven't checked it out, I highly, highly, highly recommend it.
They donate a portion of their proceeds to the Green Beret Foundation already, so we decided to follow suit with that. For the Oscuro-wrapped cigar, we'll be donating to the Pat Tillman Foundation. And our barber pole will be going to Combat Flip-Flops.
Yeah, I just bought their Shamaz. And I can't get over the quality of them. I love it.
Oh, it's they do great work. For sure.
Awesome. That's someone, if you guys can get me in contact with them, I'd like to get them on the show, too.
Yeah, we can do that.
Cool, cool. Yeah, just shoot me an email.
Will do.
Cool. So, future plans. You know, you got the four cigars right now. Any future plans on, you know, more cigars? You know, what would you like to see? What kind of cigars would you guys like to see in the future?
So, as of right now, our plans for the immediate future are to launch off of our current lines. We're in the process of launching our first, and the other three will hopefully follow relatively quickly. We'd like to, our biggest goal is to stay relevant in both the veteran community and the cigar smoker community. So as to that goal, we're going to be continually creating new cigars, and hopefully these awful government regulations that have marred us for the last year will be rolled back, and we'll be able to do that freely. But for now, we're just trying to focus on getting these four out there and getting our name out there.
So company-wise, you're not a bunch of veterans who have a cigar company. You're a cigar company that happens to be owned, operated.
Yes.
Correct. So in a way, you took what you learned in the military and applied it to the corporate world of business.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of drinking and sexual harassment at board meetings, though. Okay.
Pretty much, yep.
Well, can we have a...
three of us now, so that's that was pretty much a given, no matter what way you look at it.
And they don't lose hopes and dreams.
Well, can we have a little of y'all's backstory, military-wise, since we kind of skipped that part?
So Sawyer, the CEO, the guy who got us all rolling, he is a combat vet with the 75th Ranger Regiment. I mean, we've both known him forever. Before he joined up and totally cast a shadow over my entire military career, I joined the Coast Guard, because I wanted to actually do something with my life, you know, like saving lives as opposed to taking them. And as Thumper can attest to, it's a lot more difficult to find someone in the middle of the ocean than it is to pull a trigger. So I don't think that my service is, you know, worthwhile.
You can't, and you also can't shoot a hurricane to make it stop.
True. You can try.
Well, not with that attitude.
If I heat up a 50 cal barrel just enough, I might be able to change the temperature at sea level in order to push the hurricane off the shore.
See, now you're talking.
That's why we didn't let him drive boats.
I drove a few boats. I broke them.
I'd be more concerned about letting him use the 50 cal.
I say let him have it.
I mean, I said concerned, not against it.
My firing of a 50 cal is just with extreme prejudice and without discrimination.
There you go.
All right, hooligan.
As long as I can hit my left lateral limits and my right lateral limits, everything in between is dead.
I mean, we don't discriminate.
Exactly, you know,
we don't have prejudice, so there you go.
Yeah, we equally kill people.
I'm not sure we should ever have two coasties on at the same time. Ever again.
Well, I think this has gone pretty well. I mean, we're the worst type of people.
I think this is going more smoothly than when you have me and Hooligan on.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because you guys tell us
I do miss Hooligan's laugh, though. He has a very contagious laugh.
All you guys do is tell the same story about how you stabbed each other. It gets old after a while. Think of some new shit.
It's still a good story, though.
It's old.
For you.
Okay.
Betty White was a good lay, but she's getting kind of old.
So. Oh, Jesus. They make my head hurt so bad. Back to the cigar, guys. Do y'all have websites, Facebook, anything like that?
Yeah. So our website, which you can buy merchandise on, or you will be able to buy more merchandise on as we get rolling some more, is DegenerateCigarCo.com. Our Facebook is...
Degenerate Cigar Co., I believe.
Just Degenerate Cigar Co. as well. And then on Instagram, which is where we do most of our social notifications and whatnot, is just Degenerate Cigars.
So how do you come up with that name, though?
It's a very funny story about... Well, not a very funny story. Pretty much just Sawyer and a bunch of his Ranger friends that all ended up being in different companies getting together and drinking. And they called themselves the Degenerates. So the name Degenerate Cigars followed from drinking parties.
I mean, it also fits because...
We're a bunch of fucking degenerates.
We definitely are. And most cigar smokers would... very happily self-identify as a degenerate as well. So the name fits very well.
I would not self-identify as that. I'm a gentleman. I listen to Frank Sinatra.
Right.
But then again, Frank Sinatra got around like a true champ.
Yeah.
So, that's cool. I mean, I've kind of run out of stuff. I mean, you guys were pretty quick with everything. You kind of got everything out there pretty quickly.
Ready to go.
So, let's play some fun games here, because, of course, you do have four different cigars. People, when they smoke cigars, some of them like to pair it with a bourbon, scotch, whiskey, beer, and whatnot. What would you recommend?
So, for the Candela-wrapped coffee-infused, obviously it would go well with a nice cup of coffee.
The espresso LeBaire coffee, more specifically.
I personally like to enjoy it with an Irish coffee. Our original and our Oscuro wrapped cigars both pair well with whiskey or scotch. Personally, Sawyer is more of a bourbon fellow, and I'm a scotch drinker. I got my cup of scotch right now.
Yeah, I can go.
What type of scotch do you have right now?
I have the Balvenie Caribbean Cask 14 year.
Cool, I'm a bourbon guy, so I don't know what that means.
I'm drinking some Eagle Rare bourbon right now.
That's sexy.
So let's go back for a second about the coffee. Do they make coffee other than Irish coffee?
I mean, most of the time, the whiskey just finds its way into my glass, so...
Or at right.
Least they really shouldn't.
Like, I thought... Like, I've just gotten to the point where I just assume that it's always in there.
It tastes funny without whiskey.
Yeah.
It does.
If you can't drop a match and light your mug on fire, you need more.
Yeah, and they started looking at me funny at, like, Waffle House when I'd whip out a little flask and pour some in.
Waffle House, though. What kind of breakfast place doesn't serve pancakes?
Exactly. That's my beef with Waffle House. They don't
the greasy, shady kind that everybody goes to when they're drunk.
Oh, yeah. What's your word for that there, buddy, when you go to the Waffle House?
Schwasty-faced.
I'm stealing that.
Apparently you can't go to the Waffle House unless you're schwasty-faced, so there you go.
Well, no. You can go to Waffle House without being schwasty-faced. You just can't go to Waffle House at 2 a.m. without being schwasty-faced.
Because at that point, you're just fucking weird.
Right. Like, if you're drunk, then you have an excuse for being there. Like, you probably just left a club or a bar.
Indeed. So, we got a few minutes left here. Let's ask a couple more questions. When is your product actually going to be available?
Soon.
Okay, how soon? Because, I mean...
Like so 2 weeks soon or 2 months soon?
Within 1 month soon. Sawyer asked us not to give a too specific date.
Because every time we've given a date, we've gotten bent over by the federal government, so...
Yeah, and so. Isn't that happening right now with our buddies down at Customs? Fucking idiots.
Yep. Yep.
So
I can't say anything. I still work for them.
So within a month, I think it would be safe to say. And again, they'll be available on cigarhustler.com through Mike.
That is awesome. So with that, once again, let's just wrap this up, and they can find you at DegenerateCigarCo.com, correct?
Yes.
The Facebook is the just easily searched Degenerate Cigar Co., correct?
Yep.
And Instagram is just Degenerate Cigars?
Yes, sir. Yes.
All right. It's that simple, folks. You have the fucking technology. Go look at them. If you like cigars, buy some of their stuff.
If you have any questions, go ask them, because we probably didn't ask anything right today.
Yes, and feel free to put penises in their inbox and just direct them at Dan.
No balls.
Okay, cigars, right? I'll puff on anything. Why not?
You better be careful what you ask for. This is the Disgruntled Nation. They do send dick pics, and they do get very creative when they do it.
That's a valid point.
Ask Chappie.
You probably don't even need to put a caption on it. Sawyer will just send it right on to Danny.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that we got one where he stuck his penis in his cast, and it looked like a thumb. So, yeah, they get creative. You better be careful what you ask for.
Okay. Yeah. And with that, folks, good friends at Degenerate Cigars, do you have anything else you want to say?
I don't think so. Thanks for having us on. Yeah, for sure.
After I convince you to send me every cigar that you have for free, and I smoke every one, we will have you back on, and,
Didn't I already do that?
You sent me, like, two of the same one.
It counts.
Okay. I kind of want to try the coffee one, though.
That's what I got. Fuck you.
Nice.
Yeah, that probably would have made the segment a little bit better if one of you two of y'all were smoking the cigars while we were doing it.
Anyways. Sorry. Fuck you. I'll smoke it later. Anyways, I will smoke it and I will give an honest review during the show.
Right on. Perfect.
So with that, we will be right back after these non-existent ads from our non-existent sponsors. Basically, we're just going to play easy listening music for the next 5 minutes.
Enya.
Up next, Sergeant Barry Sadler and the Ballad of the Green Beret, followed by Dead But Rising from Volbeat.
Rocky Mountain Ink Jam, Saturday, April 1st at the Colorado Springs City Auditorium. Check out live music all day on the main stage.
Shop our eclectic vendors, enjoy our cash bar and concessions.
Doors open at 10 a.m. for VIPs. General admission is just $10 at the door starting at noon.
Free admission for kids under 12.
Photo booths by Fred Greenwood and MK Studios Photography.
See the Miss Rocky Mountain Ink Contest at 9 p.m. on the main stage.
Rocky Mountain Ink Jam also have on-site tattooing by Fallen Heroes Tattoo. The bands Vatic and Cosmic Waste open up the show during VIP hours starting at 10 a.m.
The best local music by N Duality, Mule Train Express, Eerism, Region 5, The Endless Line, Heat Kill 3, Fall from Silence, and Iridium.
Saturday, April 1st, Rocky Mountain Ink Jam, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at the Colorado Springs City Auditorium. For more information, check out our website, inkjamco.com, and find us on Facebook at Rocky Mountain Inkers and Jammers.
Sponsored by Pikes Peak Harley Davidson and Pikes Peak International Raceway.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men We'll test today, but only three win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Back to disgruntled discussions. Clearly, I have forgotten one very, very important piece of information about disgruntled discussions. We are currently powered by DV Radio. So, I have forgot to say that numerous times tonight. But yes, due to the good folks at DV Radio, we are able to bring you our show, which only suits us in ways that inflates our ego and makes us feel important in today's society. Anyways, I'm Thumper, and you just heard our buddies over at Degenerate Cigar Company. They are actually, like, yeah, me and the other guy, we've been texting a lot, Facebook chatting, you know. He's been hitting me up in the direct messages, sliding out into them DMs, so I can clearly say, yes, we are friends. This isn't some bullshit where it's like, oh, look at these people. No, I kind of like them, and they're actually doing something pretty cool for people who smoke cigars, and the charities they have selected are pretty legitimate, opposed to other places such as, not to name names, but those at the Wounded Warrior Project. If that were a charity that was called that, fuck those guys. Anyways, we are back with the third and final segment of our show. That's right, we are divided into thirds, not quarters. And we're going to start off with a wee bit of this week in your United States military history. Number two.
I got some military history knowledge. So we are working with the first week in March, and on the 1st of March in 1941, the Navy formed the support force in the Atlantic Fleet. It contained three destroyer squads, and 27 ships. 27 planes, I think. I wrote ships, and it really meant planes.
You're fired.
You wish. On the 3rd of March in 1776, the first amphibious landing on New Providence Island in the Bahamas occurred, and our drunken sailors and Marines did some stupid shit and kept rocking and rolling. And I got one more for you guys. Are you ready for it?
Yes, tell me, I'm dying to know.
Oh, I know you are. On the 5th of March in 1960, Elvis Presley was discharged after 2 years of service in the Army.
What was he discharged for?
I forget.
Did you know that upon his enlistment in the Army, he actually had recorded enough songs to keep his income at the same level as it was before he enlisted?
Hell yeah.
Because going from that much money to like $45 back in the day, yeah, that's pretty harsh. Pretty harsh.
What was he discharged for?
What?
What was he just discharged for?
Let's Google it.
I don't fucking know. That's kind of your job.
No, my job is to run a company.
Which you do a really bad job at.
I don't think so.
I know so. I've seen the numbers.
That
or I was just drunk watching The Matrix. Could have been either. Who knows? Let's see. Was he discharged on January 20th, 1960? Presley was promoted to sergeant. Asshole. The Army held a press conference on March 1st before Presley departed from West Germany. Presley was asked about his decision to serve as a regular soldier instead of being part of the service club. He said, "I was in a funny position. Actually, that's the only way it could be. People were expecting me to mess up, to goof up in one way or another. They thought I couldn't take it, and so forth. And I was determined to go to any limits to prove them otherwise, not only to the people who were wondering, but to myself."
Yeah, but don't say why.
Presley did something.
Oh, he flew to McGuire Air Force Base.
It just said that's all that this has under discharge. So why the fuck were you discharged?
All it says is he received his mustering out check of $109.54, and he received his formal honorable discharge, unlike his manager many years earlier.
Oh, well, then he just served his time and gone out.
Yeah, most likely. That's probably it. And he did. He attended basic training at Fort Hood, and he was in the 3rd Armored Division.
Didn't do anything while he was in because his fame had already gotten to his head. He was lazy as hell.
That's the way to be. But he was a sergeant, so what's that say about NCOs? Anyways, anything else, number two, that pertains to military history, or is that it?
No, I only do three.
That was really quick. You never really explained anything, and there was very short...
We got the Cliff's Notes version.
Yep. It's been a while since I've done it.
That's your fault. But if we want to go with like some real baller-ass military history, on February 23rd, which happens to be the night of this recording, in 1945, anybody know what happened?
First amphibious assault, wasn't it? Or no? No, that was...
That was in 1776. Thanks for listening.
Yes, it was. You're right. My bad.
Yeah, you're a smart guy. The United States Marines and a Navy corpsman raised the flag atop Mount Suribachi.
That's right.
They said, fuck you, Japan. Look at all of our asses.
They probably pulled their pants down and mooed in Japan, knowing them.
They probably did.
Goddamn Japanese.
We fucking suck tonight, just so y'all know.
Goddamn. Well, let me rephrase that so it's not racist. Goddamn Imperial Japanese. It's not
I'm
racist.
I'm sure that's yet. That much better.
Really? Because, you know, goddamn communists, okay? Goddamn, you know, Nazis. I mean, clearly, by designating them Imperial Japanese, I'm saying it's not the Japanese people as a whole, it's the Imperial Japanese of World
War. So it's like the political group.
It's the shitty group, okay? He's not being racist. It's the shitty group.
It's the one that lost the war.
It's the shitty group that runs Shitty Walk.
Are they going to build a shitty wall?
But no, that reference was Chinese. Either way.
You know, whatever.
Yeah. So, cool. That's a very, very short brief on military history. So, wow, you're friends with your extended knowledge now. Anyways, moving on. Apparently, is there any page news? Is there any news about our Facebook page or any fucking goddamn thing that we're doing?
So, yes, there is.
You are not the person I expected to talk, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm kind of thrown off by that too, but I'm going to let it happen.
I'm going to roll with this one.
All right, good. So, we did this last week, you know, as far as this recording is concerned, our very first Vets Highlighting Vets. And it was great success. You know, everybody got, you know, a case of the feel goods from the story that I was sent in. And I definitely want to keep this program rolling. You know, I really think that we need to start showing the awesome shit that vets are doing rather than, hey, this guy killed himself in the VA parking lot or what have you. You know, yes, we need to be aware of those things too so that we can help each other more. But on the other hand, we also need to see the great things that are happening. You know, vets that are taking in a homeless vet to help them out or helping build homes for other vets, you know, that kind of thing. So when this gets posted, I'll make sure that my email address is attached to it so you guys, anybody that is listening to this, knows where to send their awesome vet stories.
You will have to provide that link to Thumper so he can put it in the description. Thank you.
I think it's bigdaddysbackdoor@youporn.com. Is that right?
No, that's number
two. Yes, you already know it.
Yeah. Very well versed in it.
That's number two, but okay.
Okay, so that is some pretty good to go stuff. You know, like vets with their own companies, like Degenerate Cigars. Yeah, that's some good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Vets volunteering, vets that are doing stuff at the VA to help the vets that are stuck there. All kinds of good stuff has been going on.
Yes. Any other page news?
Well, we should hopefully be interviewing the new admins shortly if I can get number two off his ass. Other than that, we have no other page news.
That's cool. And if there are any actual future page admins listening, I have very little to do with you. I will tell you to do weird things. I will say weird shit. Just don't take it personally.
Yeah, just don't pay any attention to it. We're used to it. It's just Thumper.
Yeah, and in the meantime...
No. Remember, didn't we change his name to DMV a while back?
No, you changed his name. We just ignore you.
In the meantime, can you and number two stop having a fucking love fest in the chat box here?
No.
Fucking weirdos.
No, he's about to start sending me pictures.
Okay.
Yeah, use Snapchat.
Gosh.
Okay, so that did not take as long as I thought, so we need to really make some shit up as we go along. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up with your chat box right now.
No.
I hear it.
You can't tell me what to do.
Really? Really? Stop clicking! Damn!
See, now we're just cursing at each other in the chat box, folks, so that's why. That's what's going on here. We are saying things that we've been told we cannot say on the radio. So.
Oh, you can say both of those. Trunk Monkey said, fuck you, Thumper. Thumper said, fuck you, cunt.
Wait,
okay, that one we
faggot.
Can't say.
Faggot. He said faggot.
Oh, well.
Do we really want to push this to see what can be said?
There's a limit. There is a limit.
There's a few words that I know I won't say, but I wouldn't say them anywhere.
What are those words?
We're not saying them. Mitsubishi.
Great. Fucking triggered every World War II vet.
Come guzzling dumpster whore. No, I'll say that. Stop vaping on air!
And now he's vaping. Oh my god, this is not going well.
Because, fuck you. Alright, so, back on track. Do we have any other page news from anybody?
Literally, I'm
the only one.
I have two products that are currently being designed right now.
What are they? Why don't I know about these?
Because you're never around. Products being designed right now.
There's literally a fucking place you put this information.
I'm getting really close to the microphone so they can hear me now.
We have two products being designed by our wonderful owl, Chappie's fiance.
What are they?
And then I have one more product that I'm working on, and I probably will be purchasing soon for sale. And
what is it?
Hopefully we'll get going from there.
What are they?
I like how he's just totally ignoring you.
Why are you being so secretive? What the hell is it?
It's a secret.
What's in the box, man?
What's in the box?
We're like 2-year-olds. We don't wait for Christmas. Fuck.
I can talk about one of them. It's a pint glass for beer. We've talked about it before. I am looking at purchasing those very soon. Pint glass from beer.
So, are they going to be like? How is it going to have like deck like some kind of decorum on them?
Nope, it's a completely decal. It's a completely clear glass. There's going to be nothing on it, but I'm going to charge you a fuck ton of money for an empty glass.
Outstanding.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it will have the disgruntled logo, and it might have a witty little saying on it, too. I'm not sure yet.
Don't tell that part.
That's keying into the I'm not sure yet. And it's going to be – I'm really excited about it. It's taking a little bit with the one company, but we're really excited. I'm trying to get a sample made up for us. Once I get the sample and approve it, I'll be ordering it and then sending them up to our friends at Dysfunctional Veterans, and they will be putting it on our website for us.
MyDVStore.com.
Because there are bitches.
Oh, God, you just got us canceled.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we had a good run.
Gloves have been dropped.
The gauntlets are off. We're all fired. Great. Thanks, man.
Come on, we all knew it was a matter of time anyways.
They got 1 million followers, we have 230,000, but they're still our bitches, apparently.
Well, because our fans are better.
Oh god, don't start this war! Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, while Nevermore has a panic attack at the idea of us getting canceled, moving on.
Did we lose Thumper? Thumper.
I'm not fucking paying attention. I'm looking at some supplements right now. It's more interesting whatever fucking circle jerk you guys were in.
It's your segment, so you have to wake up.
I mean, I'm awake.
He's just not paying attention.
It's time for the Thumper rant, and we are going to start with, I think, Trunk Monkey said he had something for him to talk about.
All right, so this popped up in my personal Facebook feed earlier today, and it pissed me off, so I know Thumper should have some fun with this one. The University of California, San Diego students are protesting the Dalai Lama because he's coming to visit, saying that he is an oppressive figure. Thoughts?
The fucking Dalai Lama, who's like a fucking millennia reincarnate, which just teaches peace and love, is an oppressive fucking figure. The guy from Tibet, which is currently being oppressed like balls from fucking China. The guy who literally gave up everything in his life to follow this path of enlightenment to find inner peace and freedom for himself, and teaches that to other people that, you know what, you can cast off the shackles of society and the burden of having to live a fulfilled life. If you are fulfilled on the inside, you are free. All you have to do is be free for yourself in this beautiful fucking world. Meanwhile, he is being oppressed by the fucking nation state of China. That guy is an oppressor. Yes, him. Yes, that dude. That guy. He oppresses people. Not the Chinese regime. Not the North Koreans. It's him. He's the guy. Not the fucking crazy guys that you guys have and actually pay for to come give speeches talking about fucking racial superiority and reparations and all this bullshit left and right, saying that things that were done in the past need to be made up for now. Ooh, blah, blah, blah. Yes, we need to actually have laws that force this shit. What the fuck? Yes, the guy who's just like, you know what? You do you. I'ma do me. We're all good. He oppresses people. That guy. That dude. The guy who actually, like, doesn't kill a fucking fly.
I don't think I've ever heard you laugh during a rant, so yeah.
Yeah, they're saying that their claim is that he violates the school's values of respect, tolerance, and equality. Like, those are three things that the dude literally stands for.
That shit just gave me Forrest Whitaker eye. Like, what the fuck? Okay. So that guy violates that, but not, you know, radical extremists. People who fucking love to promote certain racial and religious practices. That's cool. Not the fucking guest speakers you've had from countries that are down with genital mutilation, the oppression of women. Yeah, but that dude, fuck him in particular. Exactly him. He's the guy. Not the people who are backing, you know, fucking Boko Haram. It's that dude.
Here you go. They're saying he is an oppressive figure threatening to divide a unified China. Peaceful guy.
It didn't belong to China in the first place.
Oh, God.
Okay, and Tibet is so fucking small in the fucking grand scheme of China. You'd think by now China would just be like, all right, we're getting really fucking tired of this shit. Tibet, you're free to go.
You're on your own.
It's literally like the UK. We have colonized the greater part of the world. We're bored. Let's go home. You guys are good. We're sorry. Literally, all China has to do is be like, hey, Mr. Dalai Lama. Really sorry, bro. Tibet's a thing now. Here's a fucking flag. You are your own nation state once again. Awesome. We're done.
Sorry about that.
No hard feelings. And be like, yeah, no hard feelings, guy. We're good.
What's the Dalai Lama's favorite animal?
What type of irreverent joke are you going to make?
What is the Dalai Lama's favorite animal? Go ahead.
You idiot. Everyone loves puppies.
Okay.
I hate you.
You thought I was going to say llama, but nope, it's puppies.
Honestly, I thought you were going to say the Seven Guild Octopus, but you're good.
On that note, I guess we will end Mr. Thumper's rant since we're about out of time and do our safety topics of the week. Thumper?
Why me first? Somebody else go.
Number two.
What did I say last time? Don't run with scissors. Don't scissor while running.
So lame.
Okay.
Trunk monkey?
Let's see. If you're going out on the town, use a fake name.
It's actually a good point.
It is.
My safety tip of the week will be, don't be number two. He's kind of lame.
Also, don't be a reason to have your unit come back for a special safety brief. Don't be that guy.
If you have a government-issued computer, do not watch movies of people having sex on it.
If you have a government travel card, don't use it on strippers.
If you are in a position to give away secret information for money, don't do it. And if you do, do not go buy a new Ferrari the next day. No shit, that happened. That was the thing in the Coast Guard. Bunch of E3s fucking did that shit. They gave away, like, search patterns and shit to the cartels for money.
Jesus.
And then what did they do? Hi, I'm an E3. I have a brand new Ferrari. How'd you afford that shit?
Hello, red flag.
Okie dokie, then. So now it's time for Thumper to tell us about his friends and their new product.
What's up? Here's the deal. A lot of people been talking. Disgruntled Dex. Yeah, while we're really awesome friends and shit, we're not the same. But I can tell you this. One, the original army deck has been on sale for quite a while now. Almost a year. Two, the Coast Guard deck is out. What's up? And new shipment coming in. Oh, what else? The Marine Corps deck is in for all you illiterate devil dogs out there. You can join in on the fun as well with your service-specific humor.
You can get somebody to read them to you.
Cards written in crayon?
No, but you do get a special surprise in each one. I think it's well worth it. And not only that, the first week it was on sale, it was the number one game on Amazon. So more have been ordered. Head over to Amazon.com, look up Disgruntled Dex, holla at them on Facebook, of course, Disgruntled Dex. And, yeah, if you are a Marine, you can get your very own Disgruntled deck.
Do you know which deck's next? Or is there only one left?
I'm not at liberty to say which one is next, but I can tell you that there will be a Navy and an Air Force one.
Yay.
Hey, Navy.
Number two, do you want to tell them where to find us?
Yeah, you can find us. You know where to find us on Disgruntled.
No, they can cash us outside. How about that?
Oh,
God, don't. Oh, man.
I hate all of you. Jesus Christ.
Cash me outside. How about that?
You can catch us on Disgruntled Vets, the Facebook page. We have the Instagram, Disgruntled Vets with a Z. We have the YouTube channel. Don't know what that is, but I'm sure you can find it.
Wait, we have a YouTube? Who the fuck?
We do, but nobody ever puts anything up there.
If you have funny videos, we can post them. Don't care. We'll do it.
Don't forget Snapchat to Chappie.
We have Snapchat. Chappie is still monitoring the Snapchat in wherever kind of European country he's in. That's
just wait for him to live stream again. He'll let us know where he's at.
Like 12 times. but that's, what is that Snapchat? Disgruntled Vets. You can find us on Disgruntled Vets on Snapchat. Send him a couple dick pics. He likes it. I sent him my balls the other day.
Wow. You can find us on Disgruntled Discussions, or you can email us at disgruntled.discussions@gmail.com. And thank God, I think that's it.
I'm gonna boner.
All right, cool. Show's fucking over.
Thanks again, friends. Show's over. Degenerate Cigar Co.
Yes, Degenerate Cigars. Look them up. Look them up. Look them up. Links will be provided. That's the end of the show. Goodbye. There's nothing else to say. We are done.
Later,
with the
bitches.
Show. Shut up. The show is over. There will be no more talking.
Boner.
But.
Boner.
No.
Boner.
No.
Fuck it.
But.
No. I see this.
Boner.
I see this. No.
Boner. Boner. Boner.
Simba grew up in a troubled house. Why is that a movie? His father died in front of him. Sad. It's fucked up. Show's over. Go home.
Boner.
DVD Radio.